morning and a warm welcome to those who join with us regularly to worship and to anyone who may be joining us for the first time. We begin our worship today as we sing "I Will Offer Up My Life," led by Shirley Waters, a member of our music group.
I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender I must give my every part, Lord, receive the sacrifice of a broken heart. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Say, what can be said? What can be said?
Be troubled. So we too are reassured of God's love and forgiveness as we come to him now in prayer. In a dark and disfigured world, we have not held out the light of life. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. In a hungry and despairing world, we have failed to share our bread. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. In a cold and loveless world, we have kept the love of God to ourselves. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive us our sins and make us holy to serve him in the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So we turn to scripture as Val Fotherby reads our Bible passage for us today, followed by Dan Broome, our community minister, who will talk to us on the very popular words of John chapter 14.
The reading this morning is taken from John chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you for such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to my Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hello, let's enter into this passage together. If we're honest with ourselves, I wonder if you can relate to Thomas, or perhaps you're more like Philip. Either way, at times I'm sure you have had questions or you've got questions. Maybe you've asked the Lord to show himself, to reveal himself, or you're still asking that of God. What strikes me about this passage is, of course, the response of Jesus. And I'm going to particularly reflect on the words in verse 6, that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. But what also strikes me is how relatable the confusion of those young disciples truly is, of how it's understandable to question. As we live in the midst of a global pandemic, it's okay to question. So as we remember the situation we're in, let's also remember where the disciples are at in their journey with Jesus. They're still not totally getting it. Jesus is trying hard to explain through different parables, different stories that he's sharing, but their perspective remained temporary. Their perspective also remained local. And perhaps in a similar way, we struggle to lift our eyes, our perspective on the coronavirus situation from the temporary and the local. But more importantly at times, our faith mindset can remain temporary or local. We can learn so much in this passage from Thomas and Philip. Because Thomas asked questions of Jesus in a refreshingly honest way. He said, "If we don't know where Jesus is going, how can we know the way?" Perhaps Thomas didn't envisage the way being anywhere other than on earth. And in a sense, if they don't know the address, how are they supposed to know the route? In several of the scriptures, and the more cryptic sayings like this one in the Bible, the answers are often found in relation to other members of the Trinity. In this case, Jesus shares that he is the way and the truth and the life, and that no one comes to the Father, who is another member of the Trinity, except through him. And then there's Philip. He asked for evidence. He wanted Jesus to show them the Father. Perhaps Philip was a slow learner, but in asking, he's helped us, because Jesus went on to give him and to give us clarity, hope, and direction. He shared that the Father is living in him, and that if we choose to put faith in him, we too can invite him to live in us. And he will do even greater things through and despite our very ordinary response and offering. Just as Jesus challenged those first disciples, he also challenges you and I today to no longer live lives of temporary faith based on experiences or earthly knowledge, but to receive the Spirit daily, living within us, and to no longer live self-centered lives where we look locally to our own needs, but instead to receiving his grace, to receive eternal life through Jesus. Just imagine for a moment what that could look like for you as an individual, for your community, for your nation, for our world. As we continue to reflect on Easter, we remember a God who revealed himself as the ultimate sacrifice for our mess, our wrongdoings, our sins, and that Jesus gives life. Not just a prophet or a lawgiver, but that he's in unity with Father God. He is the true life giver. So if we return to Thomas's confusion, we know where the Lord was going. We know he had to go there. And it's up to us to respond afresh to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life in light of the revelations of Easter. And in the face of the global pandemic, it can be really, really hard to live out lives of faith. But how we respond is important. Finding space to seek his loving presence, to seek his peace, even in your questioning, to find comfort in him, as those first disciples did. And as the first verse in our passage said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in Jesus. Amen.
What an offer Jesus made to his disciples and to us today. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We began our service by singing these words. I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender, I must give my every part. Lord, receive this sacrifice of a broken heart. The gift of Jesus goes beyond our comprehension. Yet there is an offer for each one of us today. So let us move into a time of prayer as Bishop Frank leads us today.
On this fifth Sunday of Easter, let us pray to the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord, who said, My Father's house has many rooms. As Jesus welcomed into his company many who were surprised by his generosity, so we pray for people in our own day. We thank you, Lord, that in the miracle of your grace, you have welcomed us who come together in worship to the company of your disciples. As you gather us now, help us to be ready to do your will and to serve your purposes in our day. For your love and for your life, we give you thanks and praise. Lord Jesus, you met the woman at the well who came to you in all the complexity of her family life. We pray for those during the time of coronavirus restrictions, for whom domestic life is hard, unpredictable, or unsafe. Give them the help they need and the knowledge and trust in your continuing power for transformation. For your love and for your life, we give you thanks and praise. Lord Jesus, you stopped and served the man who waited for healing at the pool of Bethesda. We bring before you the left behind and the overlooked of our day, especially those being helped by Christian Aid in Myanmar and across the world. May you prosper the work of Christian Aid and bring them all the resources they need to continue their vital work, especially in this week of their national outreach. For your love and for your life, we give you thanks and praise. Lord, as Thomas and Philip were puzzled by your words, so many of us in our own day are perplexed by the uncertainties of our world. Grant to us all to act on good counsel, and so that our world in the future may be more faithful, hopeful and loving place than the world that we are leaving behind. For your love and for your life, we give you thanks and praise. And as Jesus taught his disciples to pray, so we say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Today is the beginning of Christian Aid Week, a charity that is suffering greatly from lack of funding due to the pandemic. If you would like to read our lifeline, which is on the website, there are details of just a small amount of the work that Christian Aid are carrying out in our world. This may prompt you to support them financially. Details of how to do this are on our Minster Lifeline and webpage. You may be a regular contributor to the life of Hull Minster, and if you're not sure how to donate during this difficult time, this can be done also online. Later today there will be a short service of commemoration as part of VE Day celebrations. You can link into this in the usual way through hullminster.org. And if you want more than Sunday worship, please visit our webpage, hullminster.org, where you can join in other activities and events that are available throughout the week. So as our service draws to a close and we share God's blessing, we then join with Mark Keith, our Director of Music, and Hullminster Choir as they sing that great hymn, Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. blessing. May Christ, who out of defeat brings new hope and a new future, fill you with his new life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you, be with those that you love, and those that you struggle to love, this day and always. Amen.